This is the Balanced Artist Podcast, where we help the purpose-driven creator's journey suck a little less and thrive a little more. Hosted by award-winning musician, TEDx speaker, and comedian Rory Gardner.
Who?
We chat with experts who help level up your creative career by reframing your lifestyle as a balanced artist.
Hello and welcome to the Balanced Artist Podcast. This is a segment I like to call the Balanced Brain Dump, where my brain just has a topic it wants to discuss and then it dumps into the microphone. It's like a balanced dump. Funny enough, I was at the chiropractor this week and he said my hips are displaced. Got some x-rays and you can see it. I have hip displacement. And so it occurred to me, I've been actually having unbalanced dumps for the last several months. It's fun to get on here and finally get some balance when it comes to your bowel movements. Why do I have to intro the show so weird? Like, just get into the damn topic and move on with your life. Today, I want to discuss the parallels between marriage and your creative career. One of the biggest issues with the traditional marriage model right now is that it measures success by longevity rather than growth. A relationship that's ended like after 5 years of romance, growth, connection, intimacy, it's not considered as successful as like a 20-year marriage or commitment, you know, when you ignore each other's feelings and bickering over parking spots at Walmart and stuff. You know who you are. A lot of the time we treat our creative careers the same way. There's no growth or passion, but it's just comfortable. Graphic artist trying to get your stuff into some sort of publication or gallery or whatever it is. It's harder than playing small, like trying to release albums and trying to get your singles heard from everybody. It's just much easier to get a gig down the street at the pub and play covers on a bar stool all night. Hoping to get discovered in your local watering hole is the equivalent to waiting for your kids to leave for college so you can finally get back to fulfilling your dreams. And I feel like I went through that in my own career. I was really active in like 2009 and, you know, up to like 2013, maybe. I don't know. And it just like writing songs, trying to build an audience, recording. I hit a wall and my unconscious mind was tired of getting rejected from major festivals. So I just gravitated to patio parties or major music venues just turned into like bar gigs and just playing cover songs. And I was still checking that music box by playing a few times a week, but I wasn't really growing as an artist. It's like being on a treadmill. You're getting the exercise, but you're not really going anywhere. I started to miss that feeling of excitement, like the butterflies in your stomach before a show, creating new material to share with an audience. And that was the time I really leaned into stand-up comedy. It's a completely different art, and it gave me a feeling of growth. And I was getting funnier the more times I went on stage, the more comfortable I got and confident. Fast forward to today, I'm releasing my first comedy record in 2021. I love the feeling of pursuit. Like, I don't want to treat my creative career like a stagnant marriage anymore. You know what I mean? It's, if you're only in the creative field for money or fame, then something is out of alignment. Like, you shouldn't be dating your art. Your creativity isn't something you pick up at a bar for one night of fun. It's a marriage where you're trying to incorporate it into your life for longevity. So how can you find a way to incorporate growth and change into your career that won't make you want to leave your spouse for the 20-year-old pool boy? Escaping our comfort zones is difficult, but by making small changes, the growth will organically become part of our lifestyle. And by looking at your career like a 20-plus year relationship, you don't let the small bumps in the road stop you from pursuing the creative romance that you deserve. What am I saying? Marriage is a grind? Is that what I'm saying? What do you guys think? You know, I offer my opinion and I love to hear feedback from you. You know, what are you struggling with? Are you in it for the long run? Are you in it for the short one? What are you guys up to? Drop me a line at Balanced Artist on Instagram and Facebook or directly at Rory Gardner Music on both those platforms. Drop me an email, drop me a DM, whatever. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We got more on the way. So until then, be balanced. I'm really not selling that too well, is it? It doesn't make any sense. Like, it's called the Balanced Artist Podcast, but be balanced is not, it just sounds cool. Like, what can I, you know, let's think about it for a second. Be balanced. Be, good luck being a balanced art, no. I got nothing. All right, I'll figure it out next episode. Bye.
That's all we've got for this episode of the podcast. We have new shows every week, so remember to hit subscribe and share this episode with anyone you think could benefit from becoming a balanced artist.